1998, Mustafa Mohammadi consents for his 17-year-old daughter Samaya to visit Camp Ashraf in Iraq. There, she will learn more about her family history. She will learn more about their cause. It is the start of a series of events that will break up the Mohammadi family for the next 8 years. His story, at first, appears no different from anyone else's. Mustafa Mohammadi, a construction worker from Richmond Hill, has spent the last decade making Canada his home.
I was a refugee in Turkey for 18 months before coming to Canada as an immigrant. I became a full Canadian citizen after 3 years.
But for many years, Mustafa was also a supporter of the Mujahideen Yorkalk, or the MEK, the Iranian Resistance Force. It was an affiliation he and his family poured their energy into, though not one they ever really questioned.
I was never a member, just a sympathizer. I'd help their events so they could bring down the communist regime sooner. We stood in the streets to collect money or went door to door asking for donations.
He used to take Somaya with himself because he believed what he's doing is right. And one part of it, in my opinion, was right because you are helping your country to achieve democracy and freedom, but we learned that Mujahideen was not a good instrument for making the change.
The MEK was formed in 1965 to resist the oppressive rule of the Iranian monarchy. As this government was overthrown in 1979 and Iran transformed into a theocratic republic, the MEK were viewed as too powerful by the ruling party, and many were hunted down and executed. Mustafa's family were among the many that fled the country. By 1997, the MEK were seeking to replenish their forces. Recruiters were sent from Camp Ashraf, the Iranian resistance base, to bring the children of exiled resistance fighters home. The Mohammadi family's dedication made them the perfect target.
Somaya would attend demonstrations and activities with us. This was how we got her involved. Her aunt had died fighting with the MEK, and the experience had traumatized her. A woman named Mazia came from Iraq and told Somaya that they were offering a summer camp there for kids. She also mentioned that she knew Somaya's aunt and suggested that Somaya visit her aunt's grave in Iraq. She played with Somaya emotionally. When Somaya agreed to go, they said they would bring her right back. We trusted them.
The presentation of this proposal was, you go there and you see where your parents lived and you can visit their graves and you can, you know, talk to their close friends, you can ask about them, you can learn what kind of people they were, you can see their belongings and you can learn about the idea, you know, you can learn firsthand about the idea that they kept dear so much that they lost their lives on that. And this is how they took the kids there. And those kids could not come back after that.
They take advantage of and exploit the youth, their immaturity, their inexperience, their vulnerabilities, their fears, their hopes, their wishes. It's a manipulation.
The month after Somaya went to Iraq, I contacted the camp and they said Somaya wanted to stay longer to take part in some celebrations, which I accepted. I requested to talk to Somaya and was denied. They told me she wanted to stay. I could not accept this, but I couldn't go against the organization's proposition.
It was the MEK's first betrayal of Mustafa's trust. With his belief shaken, Mustafa scrambles to bring his daughter home. The factors he has not accounted for quickly begin to surmount as the Canadian government blocks his path.
A representative from the Canadian embassy from, I believe it was Jordan, interviewed her to determine whether it would be possible for to reinstate her permanent resident status, which was lost because she stayed outside of Canada more than 6 months. Obviously disregarded the fact that this girl was a minor when she was when she came to Iraq, and disregarded the evidence that's available on the MEK that they do hold people against their will.
No way to contact Samaya. Mustafa tries a different approach and enlists the help of his son, Mohammed. It is a decision that will finally reveal the true face of the MEK, but at a horrible cost.
We made another mistake. We sent Mohammed to Camp Ashraf as well to bring back news from Samaya.
At first, when I went to the Camp Ashraf, everything was good. Mujahideen were nice to me, like nice food, everything. But after 2 or 3 weeks, I want to see my sister, but they didn't let me to see my sister. And I said, okay, I came here to see my sister. What happened? One day they told me, like, she's sick. One told me they told me that she had something to do, she had working to do, those stuff. But after a month, I went to see my sister. They told me that you are going to see your sister. I went to see my sister. I saw her for 45 minutes, but I wasn't alone, you know. It was 2 other ladies with her, so... When I saw Samaya, I said, well, you don't want to come, what happened? She said, be quiet. If you say something, something will happen, you know. Mujahideen guy, I want to go. If you don't let me go, I'm going to kill myself. I want to do something. So when I told this people, I told this one to the lady, was her name was Rogia. And I told her that they put me in jail for 21 days. They put me in the jail. I stayed in the jail. They didn't. It wasn't in a jail. It was a container with no air conditioning, nothing. It was too hot, like 40, 50 degrees high, and then with no food. At morning, they will give me like a piece of bread, you know what I'm saying? Like nothing to eat, you know? It was like pressure. So I told those guys, what did I do? Like, you are doing this to me. That's all. In the container, a few times I was going to kill myself.
With the help of the American and Canadian government, I was able to bring Mohammed back home because he was legally a citizen and he had all his papers.
The immediate battle was won, but still left Samaya stranded in Camp Ashraf, where she remains today. For Mustafa Mohammadi, two questions now haunt his daily life. How many more years the process will take? And what the final toll on Samaya will be.
I have a message for the sympathizers. Many of you know my family and how we helped the MEK, because we thought they wanted a free and prosperous Iran. See what they've done to my family? I beg you to be more careful. Today it was my turn. Tomorrow it will be yours.